Families who fish for a living in Louisiana struggle to remain competitive in a changing market. They've seen prices fluctuate wildly over the past decade and have been hit repeatedly by hurricanes and then the BP oil spill. It's hard to make a living. Now, as WWNO's Tegan Wendland reports, they're looking for new ways to make money by selling direct.
Bobby and Christine Lovell are shrimpers in St. Bernard Parish. They say it's hard work, and in the past, they never knew how much money they were going to make.
You know, a lot of people struggled last year with the price of the shrimp. And, you know, they still struggling today because the price of shrimp was so low.
Last year, they decided to invest thousands of dollars into new technology for their boat. With the help of some grants, they got a new flash freezer. Much of the good shrimping happens in the fall, and last fall, they were able to freeze their shrimp right away so they could sell it whenever.
But come January, February, March, our income is like a roller coaster downhill. You know, we don't have very much income, you know, and it kind of stabilized that income. We got shrimp income right now.
In the past, they would go out into the bay, cast their big nets, and scoop up the shrimp. Then they'd dump them onto the deck, sort them, and store them until they got enough to head back to shore and sell them. Now, with their fancy new flash freezer, they can freeze their catch right there on the boat. Fresh is best, but freezing takes out some of the guesswork. The Lovells get to decide who they sell their catch to and do it when they want for a good price, rather than dumping it all on the dock and settling for whatever the price is that day.
When I go out, and I don't even care what the dock price is. I know my shrimp are coming home and they're being frozen.
He sells to local restaurants in New Orleans and on the North Shore. Thomas Emel is excited to hear that shrimpers like Lovell are trying to do this. He works for LSU's Sea Grant program and wants to help fishermen connect with high-end markets and get more money for their fish and shrimp. In order to compete against cheap foreign imports, fishermen need to create a new supply chain.
We're finding that with the whole foodie movement, the interest in buying local, buying fresh, buying authentic, sustainable, that it has created this whole new opportunity for little processing plants and fishermen to do all kinds of new and novel things.
Emel is kind of an evangelist for those new and novel things. He even built a model of a boat decked out with all of the latest fishing technology and pulls it behind his truck. Today, he's at the Pontchartrain Center in Kenner for the Louisiana Seafood Summit. Fishermen climb the short stairs to the open-air trailer to learn about new ways to improve their catch. Emel opens the metal door of a large bin that looks like a cooler. It's full of briny water. He pulls out a tray of frozen shrimp.
Here's some brine frozen shrimp that we've run through it. That's what they look like. They turn kind of white-looking, and they're frozen absolutely solid.
The fishermen and shrimpers watch as he moves over to a big standing freezer and swings open the steel doors. It's another way to freeze shrimp fast. This one quickly drops the shrimp to 10 degrees below zero.
You see, plate freezers, this is like the latest thing. Here we have a pack of shrimp. This can go out through FedEx and get shipped in an insulated box and go all around the country, and it is. So if you open it up, this was all done on the boat.
It can be a hard sell. The equipment is expensive, big, and heavy. AC Cooper is vice president of the Louisiana Shrimp Association and a shrimper himself down in Venice. Watching Emel's demo, he looks a little concerned.
Oh, it's a lot. You're going to have a nice-sized boat in order to do something like this. You know, a lot of boats are the smaller boats that just can't handle the equipment they have here. Now, the bigger boats, yes, it's the way to go.
Emel says he's seen the investment pay off for some already. LSU's Sea Grant is helping fishermen in Delcom get equipment like this and connect with buyers online through a program called Louisiana Direct.
The quality of shrimp that fishermen bring in now because they're selling it to the public and is worth more money has just, it's transformed their businesses. It's transformed the access of wild shrimp to the public.
Times have changed. That's all there is to it.
Again, shrimper Bobby Lovell.
You know, like my dad, he's set in his old ways. He looks at me and he shakes his head. But all we do is keep moving forward every day.
He's coming around.
You know, I don't know about all that.
We're dragging him with us, yeah, but he's coming.
Right.
This new technology has helped him and his wife continue to make a living off of what they love. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.